Hi, I'm Jeff King. I want to talk a little bit about capacity planning, as well as just how you should be thinking about using servers to the maximum benefit. So now that we've moved into the cloud, what we find is that people are really easily able to create new servers. And being that it's so easy, I find that we're still in a place where we typically are over-provisioning everything. So if you look at server workload, when you're standing up a VM, you get the choice, right, of how much CPU and memory this server has. So that gives you the vertical scale. So vertical scale is the resources that this computer has, and so you can choose the vertical scale of that server. Secondly, in a cloud or a virtualized world, you can choose how many servers you want, and so this gives you quite a bit of flexibility in terms of how much performance you can have available to you. So my first role when I was working with Microsoft really was an eye-opener. We had a group within the company that was actually handling our infrastructure. And so some of the interesting things to me was that if you hit our secret number was 85% on really any of the benchmarks in our server, we would actually consider this to be an outage. So at that point, the server is not able to fulfill the requests to the users in an appropriate amount of time, or it might be lossy in that it will lose the actual requests, right? So this was like our hard line number for us, was to, if it went over 85%, we'd get in basically big trouble, right? So that left a little bit of headroom always in all of our servers to ensure that we could, you know, meet the demands of our users. But adversely, on the other side, is you don't want to over-provision to the sense that you're only using like 10% of your servers. And I'm kind of using that as like a maximum of any one of those points. What you really want to do is have it just below that maximum threshold that you decide. So a typical server should be running at probably the 60 to 80% used. Otherwise, you're just having a huge amount of overcapacity that you don't need. Now, you have to kind of figure out the balance here, and also in terms of, you know, maybe when you start scaling, when you hit 80%, it's not soon enough to bring another machine into the fold before you go above that 85. So this is something that you have to figure out for your own class of applications. But I would just use that as kind of a rule of thumb that at least one or more of these metrics should be sitting in that 60 to 80% mark. If it's not, theoretically, you should be able to scale either down from the vertical, so use less memory and less CPU, or else potentially use just less machines, right? So less horizontal scale. You have to play with that and figure out what the right mixture is for your application. But it's something really to think about when you're actually doing capacity planning. Thank you very much. Leave comments below.